reported earlier this month that the Two Elk Energy Park received its 7th permit extension. The billion-dollar project was approved 16 years ago, intended to generate power from low-grade coal in the Powder River Basin, but it has never been built. The Two Elk project is a subsidiary of the Colorado-based North American Power Group, which cited the recession and legal challenges for the delays. This week, however, WyoFile published a special report revealing that a federal stimulus grant to drill a research well to determine whether the Two Elk site had potential for CO2 storage was suspended last January because of accounting irregularities. More than $1 million have gone to pay for the salaries and businessmen leading the projects, one of whom is Senator Mike Enzi's son, Brad. The project has been referred to a U.S. attorney for review. WyoFile co-founder Roan Tempest filed the report and joins me now from his home in Lander. Roan, thank you so much for talking with me.
Happy to be here.
So, two U.S. Department of Energy stimulus grants totaling $9.9 million was allocated for the Two Elk project. What was that money supposed to be for?
Well, the main purpose was to test an area south of Gillette in the Powder River Basin to see if it was possible to inject CO2 or carbon there. And, you know, to see if the formations, the geological formations, were good enough to have it as a carbon storage facility.
And so where did that money actually go?
Well, we don't know, actually, where all of the money has gone. What we do know is that one of the main purposes of the grant was to drill a deep well, and they never drilled the well. We do know that a lot of the money went to very high salaries for the businessman in Colorado who owns the company that was given the stimulus grant, and to some of his employees, including Mr. Enzi. Mike Rufato, the owner of North American Power Group, paid himself more than $500,000 a year. He's an attorney. He's not a scientist. And all in all, we don't know actually how much money was paid on salaries, because what we do know about salaries, WyoFile got in a Freedom of Information Act request to the Department of Energy, and it covers only not even quite 2 years of the project. So we don't know if the salaries continued at that level, and we don't know, you know, in sum what the total paid in salary. We just know that it was a lot more than equivalent programs.
Is this the way a lot of these projects are run?
Well, fortunately, right here in Wyoming, we have an example of a stimulus project that seems to have been done very well. And the University of Wyoming received a almost $10 million, almost identical grant to study the geological formations for carbon storage in Sweetwater County. And their accounting is much different than that of the North American Power Group. They spent almost all of the money, $9 million, to drill a well that they can use to do the research necessary, whereas North American Power Group did not drill a well. So they spent very little on salaries and overhead. They created 64 jobs at the University of Wyoming, whereas North American Power Group created none.
$9.9 million was allocated for the Two Elk project. The funding's been suspended. How much of that has been spent, do we know?
Yeah, about $7 million has been spent. About 30%, $3 million, has been frozen. And in fact, it's marked as completed on the Department of Energy roster of projects. That means it's finished. There's $3 million that they didn't distribute to the Two Elk project, and we don't know what happened to all of the rest of the money, but that's under investigation or review by the U.S. attorney.
Does this mean an end for the project?
The stimulus project is over. It doesn't at all mean an end necessarily to the coal-fired power plant, to the Two Elk power plant, which was the original project. I think that depends on what the U.S. attorney finds. The U.S. attorney who's handling the case in Pittsburgh is an expert on what's called false claims under the False Claims Act. And that's what federal officials, prosecutors use to remedy cases in which there's been some kind of fraud. I'm not saying there has been. That's under review right now. The penalties under the False Claim Act are $10,000 per instance plus treble damages or triple damages for the whole amount of the fraud. So oftentimes they go into the tens of millions of dollars.
What else should we know about this project and where it stands?
Well, it would have to be considered a setback, I guess. They know there's been many issues already that have troubled the original plan. It's been on hold for almost 17 years. There's been virtually no construction on the site. There's a lot of complicated permitting applications and processes which are also in limbo. And I don't think, most people don't think, that the atmosphere is really that accepting right now for building coal-fired power plants.
Roan Tempest, thank you so much for talking with me.
You're so welcome.
Roan Tempest is a founder and former editor of Wyophile and a former correspondent for the Los Angeles Times. He reported in Wyophile this week about federal funding being suspended for the Two Elk Energy Park and accounting regularities that have raised the suspicions of the federal government. This is Wyoming Public Radio News.